Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
Dolphins fans, how are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Mike, on this Monday, March 11th, and we got a few things to talk about from over the weekend as we head into the free agency period here in the NFL. We're just a few days away. So let's get right into it, into the big story from over the weekend. The Miami Dolphins signed tight end Dwayne Allen from the New England Patriots. He was released by the Patriots earlier last week. He visited with a few teams, the Lions, the Ravens, Miami. I think there's one other team who I can't remember off the top of my head. And he signed with the Miami Dolphins on Saturday. 2 years, $7 million. Not really a signing you're going to get really excited about or something that's going to, you know, really, impact the Miami Dolphins offense here in a lot of ways. Dwayne Allen essentially is Anthony Fasano at the end of the day. He's a guy who is outstanding as a run blocker. As a tight end who can block, Dwayne Allen is fantastic. You can't take it away from him. As a passing threat, he's non-existent, and he will add nothing to the Miami Dolphins passing game. But, you know, when you have a bad offensive line, and, you know, we don't know what the 2019 offensive line will look like for the Miami Dolphins, but, you know, it's probably not going to be, you know, great. You know, a safe assumption, it won't be great because they're going to have to replace at least 3 starters, possibly 4, all depending on what they do with Juwan James. You know, it's nice to have a tight end you can throw at the end of the line who can help in run blocking and pass blocking and stuff like that. So Dwayne Allen, you know, a total blocker. As a receiver, last year, 2018 with the Patriots, he had 3 receptions, folks. 3 receptions, 27 yards. The year before, 2017 with the Patriots, 10 receptions. So, again, Dwayne Allen is not going to catch a lot of passes for you. He's just a guy who can help in the blocking aspect of this. And he's also someone, last year, the Miami Dolphins invested 2, you know, early round picks on tight ends. Obviously, in round 2 with the kid out of Penn State, Mike Gesicki, and in round 4 with Durham Smythe out of Notre Dame, and both were major, major disappointments last year. Gesicki looked overmatched. He looked lost at times. He couldn't play with his hand in the dirt. He was a terrible blocker, and he had trouble getting separation in the passing game. So does Dwayne Allen, you know, with him in the fold now, does he help Gesicki in some ways in that how Miami uses Gesicki in the passing game? It's possible. I guess we'll see. A lot of that will depend on Chad O'Shea and what Chad and the style of offense Chad O'Shea runs here. I would think it can't hurt because what we saw last year out of Mike Gesicki, you know, we can't use him that way in 2019 because we saw when he was trying to be used that way in 2018, it just didn't work. It didn't work and it was bad. So hopefully, you know, adding Dwayne Allen to the mix sort of helps there. So right now, the Miami Dolphins have 4 tight ends on their roster in Dwayne Allen, Nick O'Leary, Mike Gesicki, and Smythe. I would think all 4, you know, those are 4 solid guys who I think would probably make the roster in 2019. I think the Miami Dolphins will carry 4 tight ends. And they're 4 guys who each have a unique skill set. Dwayne Allen being that, you know, guy who's a dominant blocker. Nick O'Leary, a guy who's sort of a jack of all trades, almost like an H-back, so to speak. And Gesicki, who hopefully can be that vertical threat down the field. Then you got Smythe, who, you know, a little bit raw and nothing, you know, nothing special, I guess you could say. But overall, you know, I can't get super excited about this signing, but it is, you know, it's a solid move. It's not going to cost a lot of money. I'm guessing probably after the first year, Miami can get out of this deal. I didn't see the breakdown of the contract. That probably won't be released here for a few days. But I would assume, safe guess, that after year one, if Miami wanted to move on from Dwayne Allen, it would probably be an easy out. But that's the first, I guess you would say, you know, big name, big signing of this offseason. Miami was able to sign him prior to free agency because he was released. So he wasn't technically a quote-unquote free agent because his contract expired. So they were able to sign him before the official start of free agency. Now, with free agency starting this week, the big name to watch, obviously, with the Miami Dolphins is Trey Flowers, also from the Patriots. You know, he's been linked to Miami, rumored to Miami. The teams that have been rumored with Trey Flowers are Miami, the Lions, the Jets, and the Patriots, who, you know, could possibly re-sign him. And if I were running the Dolphins, I would avoid at all costs. And that's not because Trey Flowers isn't a very good player, because he is a fantastic player. He really is. And I think on the right team, in the right spot, he can be a guy who could really help your line and really, and maybe be the guy to sort of put you over the top on that side of the ball. I just think where the Miami Dolphins are right now, this signing is just, it's just not needed right now. The Miami Dolphins are in this, you know, blow it up type of deal here with the roster. They're getting rid of guys fast and furious. We've seen Ted Larson go, Andre Branch go, Amendola go. There's going to be more names here in the coming days and weeks. But, you know, if they are truly rebuilding and they are trying to, you know, build this roster the right way, I don't think Trey Flowers in 2019 is a smart move. I would not, and it's going to cost in or around $17 million a year to keep him. That's too much. To me, this reminds me of when the Miami Dolphins signed Ndamukong Suh. And this move, you know, I called Dwayne Allen, you know, Anthony Fasano, essentially. This move, if the Miami Dolphins sign Trey Flowers, is like signing Ndamukong Suh light. Because he's not as good as Suh, but it'd be a sort of a comparable signing in that regard. That's not what Miami needs right now. Miami Dolphins need right now to purge every bad contract on this roster. They need to get as many draft picks as possible, and they need to hit on those picks and, you know, build towards 2020, 2021. Because 2019 is going to be a rough year, whether Trey Flowers is here or not. And by the time the Miami Dolphins are a competitive team, I don't know if Trey Flowers is still will be worth the money he'd be making on his contract. So there's that. Another thing here, I think signing Flowers is like a win-now move, honestly. I don't get him as sort of a rebuilding move. Now, I know he's young. He's still in his mid-20s, so he's still got, you know, the prime of his time in the NFL in front of him. I just see it as more of a win-now move. If they're going to sign Trey Flowers, and then, you know, for your starting quarterback in 2019, roll out, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, the moves contradict each other. So if the goal is to sign Trey Flowers and then come draft night, they're going to move heaven and earth to get a Murray or a Haskins or a Locke and, you know, invest in their quarterback of the future, okay, I'm on board. But if the goal is, you know, that we're going to wait on quarterback this year, we're going to get, you know, a Josh McCown or Ryan Fitzpatrick type to pretty much be a sacrificial lamb for the 2019 season, then why are you signing Trey Flowers now? Because there's guys, look, Trey Flowers is a fantastic player. There's guys like Trey Flowers who are free agents every year. So we don't need to sign Trey Flowers this year because there's going to be a guy next year in free agency who's just like Trey Flowers or very comparable to Trey Flowers. And the year after that, there'll be a guy in free agency who will be very comparable to Trey Flowers. So that's where I'm a little confused. And I guess, look, we will find out over the course of the next 7 to 10 days what the Miami Dolphins' plan and vision most likely is. Because if they're signing someone like Flowers, to me, it's sort of a win-now move. So I don't get it. The other thing here, with the Lions in play, obviously Trey Flowers has a relationship with Matt Patricia, the head coach of the Lions. You got the Patriots in play because they would like to re-sign him. But with the Jets in the mix, you have a general manager who's on the hot seat. You have a head coach who pretty much has no honeymoon period with Adam Gase. Because per all reports, including one that leaked last week, he was not their first choice for the job. And it was the head coach from Baylor, Matt Rhule. That report sort of was a news sort of, it was almost like a news release last week that sort of flew under the radar that not a lot of people caught. But, you know, they got a ton of money under the cap. And with everyone in that front office having a ton of pressure on them, if they want to overpay to get Trey Flowers, they're going to get Trey Flowers and nobody's going to come close. And that's the thing with the Jets. They have a GM who knows this is probably it if the team doesn't win in 2019 or at least is competitive, and he's on the hot seat. So he's going to overpay to pretty much save his job. And you know, they are being linked now to Flowers. So if they want him, they're going to get him. And I don't care what Miami does. I don't care what New England does. I don't care what the Lions does. The Jets have more money, period, end of story. So also something to keep an eye on there, because if the Jets are seriously in play with him, they will get him. So Trey Flowers, obviously the name to watch this week. He's probably the biggest free agent Miami will be linked to this free agency period. So if Miami does not get him, I would expect a bunch of, you know, smaller moves on the scale of Dwayne Allen types. Guys who are, you know, fill a need, short contract, not a ton of money, and can do, like, one thing well. Because that's where the Miami Dolphins are right now. I would also expect more releases this week. As I said, Ted Larson gone, Amendola gone, Andre Branch gone. This week, we'll probably see, I would think prior to Wednesday, I think Ryan Tannehill will be let go officially. I think Devontae Parker will be let go officially. I think Robert Quinn possibly could be let go officially, although it seems like he might have a little trade value. Not sure. If not, I think Miami pulls the plug on him rather quickly here. Who else? And Kiko Alonso's a name to keep an eye on. Not sure. Wouldn't shock me, though. But, you know, there's going to be a few names here, probably Monday and Tuesday, that are going to pop up who the Miami Dolphins officially released. Now, look, not going to be shocked by any of these names. We sort of know who the guys are, and nothing here is going to sort of blindside anybody. But just the official announcement of the release should come early this week, I would think. One of the last things I'm going to talk about here is with the Antonio Brown trade to the Raiders. I think the Miami Dolphins, what they do at wide receiver is going to be interesting. Obviously, Parker's going to be gone. Amendola's gone. So that leaves the Miami Dolphins with Albert Wilson, who is coming off a major injury. You got Jakeem Grant. You know, those are two nice receivers, but also they're very small receivers. Let's be totally honest. They're not, you know, your prototypical size. They are, you know, they're guys you want in your team, but not guys you probably want as your number ones or your number twos. So the guy to keep an eye on here is Kenny Stills, who's making a lot of money. And, you know, you can make a case to hold on to him or to let him go. And it'd be tough to argue either way. It really would be tough to argue either way. I think, though, that the Pittsburgh, if he were to be let go, I think that the Pittsburgh, I think they'd be all over him right now, because they're going to be hurting a wide receiver after losing Brown. And they still have some nice guys at that spot, but I think a team like Pittsburgh would love to add Stills into the mix. And I'm wondering after this trade if now Stills doesn't have a little trade value here for the Miami Dolphins. Again, I love him as a player, Stills. I hope the Miami Dolphins hold on to him as a player. But, you know, he's making a nice chunk of change, and he has a skill, speed, that, you know, is tough to find. It's really tough to find. And I'm wondering if there's not a few teams here in the NFL who would offer something to land him. Now, look at the teams who were in on Antonio Brown. You got a team inside the AFC East already that we know about in the Buffalo Bills. San Francisco was rumored to be in on him. There's a few teams that probably missed out on Antonio Brown. Now, I'm not saying Miami would get equal compensation for Kenny Stills that, you know, that Pittsburgh got for Antonio Brown. But, you know, if a team offered Miami a fifth for Stills, you know, you can clear a lot of salary cap space and you pick up a fifth round pick. Is that the end of the world? Maybe Miami can get a team to part with a fourth round pick for Stills. Once again, you clear a lot of salary cap space and you add a fourth round pick for Stills. If the Miami Dolphins are truly in this blow it up, rebuild it mode, you know, a trade for him, you cannot ignore. And for the right price, you probably have to pull the trigger. You'd have to pull the trigger. And, you know, that would just make wide receiver now a need this offseason and in the draft. But, you know, you got at least some guys there that can play in 2019. You have Wilson, Grant. You would probably still hold on to Leonte, Carew at that point. You maybe hope Isaiah Ford is, you know, improves enough where he can be on the active roster each week. And then maybe you look to add a guy here or there. But we'll see. But that's a name to keep an eye on this week is Kenny Stills. And not just this week, probably the next few weeks. Because, once again, if a team offered Miami the right thing for him, and I think, look, wide receivers in this league, when you draft them, it takes a year or two for those guys to sort of, you know, adjust to the NFL game. It's rare that a wide receiver comes out of school and becomes an impact player right away. It does happen, but it's rare. And for some teams that just don't want to wait and they need an impact wide receiver now, someone like Stills, you know, for the right price, they might make a trade. And I think he has some trade value. The two guys on Miami's roster with the most trade value by far are Rashad Jones and Kenny Stills. And I wouldn't be shocked if one, either, or neither were traded. So we'll find out more here in the coming days. So that's all for today's show. We'll be back with another show on Tuesday, as I'm sure there'll be a lot more to talk about, as there's news is going to be fast and furious this week, folks. There's going to be so much news concerning the Miami Dolphins here until the official start of free agency this week. When teams can officially start to sign guys, you know, there's going to be rumors. This guy's talking with that team. This guy's talking with this team. And we'll be all over it here when it concerns the Miami Dolphins. So we'll have shows every day this week, either myself, Tom, or Stephen Masso. So be on the lookout for that. As always, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Dolphins Talk and check out the website, dolphinstalk.com. Everyone have a great Monday, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.